Hey, when the time comes to plan your next big getaway, know they got a destination idea for you. Orlando. Just think about it. The thrills at their 15 world-class theme parks, followed by awesome outdoor adventures, amazing food festivals, and top-notch dining spots. Orlando has all that and much more than you'd expect. In Orlando, anything is possible if you can imagine it. Plan your escape today and save at visitorlando.com.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
The virus that causes shingles is sleeping in 99% of people over 50. While not everyone at risk will develop shingles, it strikes as a painful rash that can last for weeks. Wake up, because shingles could wake up in you. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about shingles prevention.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It is time now for the Strawberry Letter. And before we get to that, I want to let you guys know that candles are here. I'm talking about my Love Collection candles. They are out and available now at loveshirleystrawberry.com. loveshirleystrawberry.com. Thanks to everyone who's already gone and purchased your candles. Hope you love them as much as I do, from my heart to yours. loveshirleystrawberry.com.
Nice.
All right.
Thank you, guys. All right. It's time for the Strawberry Letter, and if you need advice on relationships, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to steveharveyfm.com. All you have to do is click Submit Strawberry Letter, and we could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now.
Right now. Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is, the Strawberry Letter.
Thank you, nephew. Subject: married to a moocher. Dear Stephen Shirley, I'm a 38-year-old married woman, and my husband is 34. We've been married for 4 years, and we're getting our first house built, so I've had to put my husband on a budget to make sure we can afford to furnish our new house. He is the one that is always shopping and buying gadgets for the house. We are sharing one credit card, and I give him an allowance weekly at his request. His money is usually gone within 2 days because he's forgotten he's a baller on a budget and will splurge on a steak for lunch a couple of days a week. I blame it on his parents, who still enable him and coddle him. He's definitely not a mama's boy, but his mama can't stand to hear him complain about money. They're retired and have plenty of money saved up, so they give it to him if he asks. It's gotten so bad that his mother called me and said she needs my help because her son said he's on a budget and can't afford to eat lunch during the week. I reminded her that her son is bougie and can't eat leftovers for lunch, so it's his fault if he can't afford his overpriced lunches. That's when she opened up about how much money they've given my husband in the past month. She called her own son a moocher, and she blamed herself since she spoiled him all of his life. She said that I have a problem on my hands if he doesn't stop spending. She told me to check his closet because he's been buying new shirts and leaving out with his t-shirt on, then putting the new shirt on before he walks into his office. My mother-in-law wants me to talk to my husband and tell him to stop mooching off them. I think it's their job to finish raising their son. Should I get into the middle of their problem? I'll agree with you. This is his parents' problem, but this is also you and your husband's problem. This is a whole family issue right here. Your husband wants what he wants, and he doesn't care where he gets it. If he can't get it from you, if he spends all the money you give him, then he'll go to his mom, and she'll give it to him. So he is a mama's boy in that sense. I think he's immature, and I think his mom, you know, keeps giving him money because she obviously can't say no to him, even now that he's a grown man with a family of his own. She wants you to talk to him and be the bad guy, so to speak. And that's a problem. But you all need to talk, all of you. Maybe when he sees that you guys are all in one accord about saving and sacrificing for the new house, he'll get it. Maybe not, but you got to do something. You got to put some sort of system in place where a certain amount of money goes into the house account. You know, try that. I think that's a good place to start. His parents have to be on board with this in order for this to work, though. I do know it can be done because people do it every day. It's hard for him because he's never had to do anything like this before. He's been spoiled. His mom told you that, and you probably knew it before you married him. And it's all part of growing up and being responsible. He is a grown man, but his parents need to put a stop to him running to them every time he needs money. If they want to give him money, leave it for him in the will. Okay, that's what I say from now on. They're not teaching him anything if they keep spoiling him this way. Steve?
This letter is utterly ridiculous, and I'll tell you why. You're not married to a moocher. That's not the problem. This is the wrong title for this letter. You're married to what's supposed to be a man who doesn't act like a man, who hasn't grown up, and who hasn't been required to grow up. That's not a moocher. That's something totally different we're dealing with here. This is really ridiculous. You're 38 and your husband is 34. You already was in trouble with him. Mm-hmm. Not only is he younger than you, but he act like it. That's scary. But he don't even act 34. See, if this letter was from a 16-year-old or 18-year-old or a 20-year-old, I could be a little bit more tolerant. This guy is 34 years old. So here's the deal. We've been married 4 years. We're getting our first house. So I've had to put my husband on the budget. Okay, that's a little bit of a problem. To make sure we can afford to furnish our house. You couldn't just tell him that? He don't understand that? He is the one that's always shopping and buying gadgets for the house. We're sharing one credit card. I give him allowance weekly. That's another problem. That's what you do for teenagers. At his request. His money is usually gone within 2 days. Wow, dude. That's wrong, because he's forgotten he's a baller on a budget. No, he's not a baller on a budget. He's not a baller. See, he's just on a budget. Because what you described to me next, it just threw me off. And he will splurge on a steak for lunch a couple days a week. I'll be damned. Two steaks throw your ass complete out of whack. Two damn pieces of meat. You should have got the chicken and your ass is ordering steak.
Hold that thought, Steve. We'll have part two of your response coming up at 23 minutes after the hour. Today's Strawberry Letter subject, married to a moocher. We'll get back into it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Black representation is so important. It lets you know you can dream and realize those dreams. The next generation of influential Black voices can be found on NPR's new collection, Black Stories, Black Truths. Black Stories, Black Truths is a celebration of Blackness from NPR. Each of NPR's Black voices are as distinct, varied and nuanced as the Black experience itself. In the Black Stories, Black Truths collection, you'll hear stories of joy, resilience, empowerment, and creating world-shifting things out of struggle. Every episode is a living account about what it means to be Black today, told from a unique Black perspective. From Bobby Shmurda to The Wire, Michelle Obama to reparations, there's no limit to the range of Black Stories, Black Truths. Black perspectives haven't always been centered in the telling of America's story. Now they are the story. In NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of some of NPR's best podcast episodes celebrating the Black experience. Hear a feed of episodes from across NPR's podcasts that center Black voices. It's NPR Noir. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR wherever you get podcasts. Are you ready for a family vacation you will never forget? One where anything is possible? If so, it's time to plan your getaway to sunny Orlando. Orlando really is the ultimate family destination. It's time to break out the matching bedazzled t-shirt, dust off your go-to dad jokes, and prepare for exciting thrills, never-ending food festivals, and fresh new dining experiences, and so much more. Of course, you know that Orlando is the theme park capital of the world, with 15 of the world's top theme parks and water parks all in one place. And beyond the parks, there is also excitement and family fun around every corner. If you're ready to plan an epic Orlando vacation, but you're not sure where to start, you can talk one-on-one with one of their Visit Orlando vacation planners. In Orlando, anything is possible. If you can imagine it, plan your escape today and save at visitorlando.com.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV true crime podcast, To Live and Die in L.A. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world, and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turns sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart's Outspoken Network for a year, and what a year it has been. Every weekday, I navigate our rapidly changing world alongside our series of fabulous expert guests. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Woke not just to the latest headlines, but also to the collective power we all have. Woke to the need to build community with those around us. Woke to how to avoid burnout, and woke to the ways we can all find joy in the madness. Make Woke AF Daily with Danielle Moody your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. And tune in to hear the ways I am working to stay grounded amidst it all. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, come on, Steve. Let's recap today's strawberry letter. Finish up your response. The subject, married to a moocher. You don't like that title.
I don't like the title because this is a 34-year-old dude that can't stay on budget and does a lot of other things, too. We haven't gotten into it, but here we go. She had to put this dude on a budget because they're trying to buy a house and they want to be able to afford furnishings. He's the one that's always shopping, buying gadgets for the house. We share a credit card. I give him a weekly allowance. This is what you have to do for a 34-year-old. Like I said at the top of this letter, if this letter was about a 16-year-old, 18-year-old, a 20-year-old, I'd be a lot more tolerant. He's 34. He's 34. What are we talking about here? All right. And because he's forgotten, and then the money is usually gone that she gives him in 2 days because he's forgotten he's a ball on the budget. No, he's just on a budget. He will splurge on a steak for lunch a couple days a week. So if you're in a restaurant and they got chicken, fish, and steak, and your decision to go with the steak twice throws your whole budget out of whack, he's not making smart decisions somewhere else. And this guy is just not. But then you explain it in the letter. I blame it on his parents, who will enable him and coddle him. He's definitely not a mama's boy, but his mama can't stand to hear him complain about money. They've retired. They got plenty of money saved up, so they give it to him if he asks. It's gotten so bad that his mother called me and said she needs my help because her son says he's on a budget and can't afford to eat lunch during the week. So you go to your mama for that? Mm-hmm. And then you said he's not a mama's boy. Excuse me. Excuse me. What do you think a mama's boy is? You put him on the budget. He mad. He go to his mama talking about he get on the budget. He can't even have lunch. And then she give him the money. That's a mama's boy. See, you're thinking a mama's boy if he got to be up under her all the time. No, a mama's boy if he's totally dependent on his mother instead of the other way around. When you grow up, you're supposed to take better care of your parents the older you get. They shouldn't still be taking care of you the older you get. That's a mama's boy. I reminded her that her son is bougie and can't eat leftovers for lunch, so it's his fault if he can't afford his overpriced lunches. That's when she opened up about how much money they've given my husband in the past month. She called her own son a moocher, and she blamed herself since she spoiled him all his life. She said that I have a problem on my hands if he don't stop spending. She told me to check his closet because he's been buying new shirts and leaving out with the T-shirt on, then putting a new shirt on before he walks into the office. I hear women say that all the time because when a man won't give him money, I see women do it. I very rarely see a man. Matter of fact, I don't know any men that do it, which lets me know you have a boy. Because I don't know any men who do this. And you know why I don't know any men who do this? Because at this age, I don't hang out with nobody but men. You got grown a little boy ass on your hands. Grown-ass grown men that's ass taking care of families. We sacrificing so our families can have a life. Man, get out of here. What are y'all talking about? My mother-in-law wants me to talk to my husband and tell him to stop mooching off of them. I think it's their job to finish raising their son. Should I get into the middle of their problem? What do you mean the middle of their problem? This your problem. This your problem and their problem. You ain't in the middle of their problem. You got your own problem. What is the daddy doing? You said parents. Where is his ass at? Or is he in the same position the boy in? Maybe the boy is emulating his father. That's why the father ain't stepped in and said nothing. He got this behavior from somewhere. So the boy's mama been babying the daddy too. Maybe the daddy's soft. I promise you I couldn't go over Slick Harvey's house and ask for a damn thing.
Money.
Yo, boy, you coming over here to eat lunch? What? Ain't you working? Yeah, daddy. Well, where your money? I spend it on two steaks. Well, you ain't gonna be able to eat steak no more, is you? I'm just telling you how smooth this conversation gonna go. Yeah. Your ass finna start making some sandwiches, taking to work. Right. You can't come over here, boy. Me and your mama retired. We ain't finna come over here. You what? This doesn't make any sense, what you're saying. He's 34. You and them enabled him. He acts like a child. You all treat him like a child. Now, let me ask you something. In this whole letter between you, the writer of the letter, your mama and the daddy, has anybody thought of mentioning manhood to him? But the only one can tell him how the men act is his father. And his father is silent because I think he's duplicating what his father did. But then you say they got a lot of money and they both retired, so somebody did something right in their family. Should I get in the middle of their situation? Girl, you in the middle of your own mess. Look what his mama told you. She said, you got a problem on your hands if he don't stop spending. I'll leave his ass. That's what I do.
All right, Steve.
Shocker.
Oh, we there.
Newsflash. Steve Harvey promotes a divorce. Why not?
Hit us up on Instagram at Steve Harvey FM to comment on today's Strawberry Letter. You can also check out the Strawberry Letter podcast on demand. Now, coming up next, it is Junior and Sports Talk right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
We are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s...
She looked like $1 million.
...scams a bunch of famous athletes out of untold fortunes...
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
It's just unbelievable.
Hide your money in your old rich man, because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.